Tameside Radio, you are listening to Sports Talk with me, Lewis Connell. Big thank you to Mark Harris, as always, for joining us on the first part of tonight's show. Now, for this part of the show, we've got something a little bit different. We're going to be touching on the world of bowling, specifically short mat indoor bowling, because I spent last weekend at the Etherow Indoor Bowling Centre in Broadbottom as I was covering the inaugural Champion of Champions event, which is essentially a tournament between 32 of the world's best short mat bowling players. Now, I must admit, before I actually went down to the centre, I can't say I knew much about short mat bowling, but I'm hooked, I'll be honest. It was a great day. Irishman Gary McNabb picked up the win, defeating compatriot and current world number 3 Mark Beattie in Sunday's final, winning £1,000, so great prize there. Great way to celebrate St. Patrick's weekend for Gary McNabb. Now, the tournament took place across both Saturday and Sunday, and it was the first event of its kind set up by the Short Mat Players Tour. And it was a big deal, really, in the bowling world. There was over 17,000 people that tuned in across the weekend. It was broadcast live on YouTube, and there were over 500 people who watched the final live. And while I was there, to find out a little bit more about the event, I spoke with Craig Burgess, who is one of the directors at the Short Mat Players Tour. So, Craig, we're here today in Broadbottom at the Etherow Bowling Centre, and it's the first ever Champion of Champions event. How pleased are you to be a part of this?
Yeah, fantastic. I mean, the venue itself is absolutely amazing. Anyone that comes and looks at the venue or walks in the venue, it's a fantastic area, fantastic venue, and we're delighted to have the first ever event here of this scale.
And you're one of the directors at the Short Mat Players Tour. It's been going for quite a few years now, hasn't it? And it's all about trying to grow the sport and getting raising awareness of it.
Yeah, we started back in 2012. Me and a friend of mine, and then very quickly grew to being sort of four of us, and more recently five directors. So it's been going a long while now, and we're really, really infused with how many people have come from different countries all over the world. We get it's a mixed sport, so we don't have any sort of male female kind of split at all. It's and we get all ages, so we've got players. I think the youngest we've had is 8, the oldest we've had is 88. So it's one of the only sports where you get people of all ages mixed in together and playing against each other on equal footing.
And this event here today, it's specifically about the Champions of Champions in the name, but It's essentially the top 32 players in the world, isn't it?
Yeah, so we've got the current world council champion up there, the previous world champion. I hate to think how many world champions we've got up there. Pretty much most of the players up there have done and have won national titles, international titles. So it's almost a who's who. I remember seeing the picture of all the players lined up before the start, and it is a who's who in the sport, which is fantastic.
And what's the sort of format? It's a 2-day event, isn't it? That's running virtually all day. It's a kind of a knockout competition, isn't it?
So it's the 2 long days. The players will be in a group to start, in a round robin group to start with, and then they're in groups of 7, and then the top 4 players from each of those groups will then progress to the last 16, which will be played this afternoon on the Sunday.
Perfect. What is it about this venue? Obviously, it's a fantastic venue, but what in particular made you want to host the event here?
I mean, you speak to people. I mean, obviously, you'll speak to Steve later, and you hear, you know, just this enthusiasm. And then you can see when you walk in the door why that enthusiasm's there. It's such a great venue. It's got so much history. I was really shocked to find out it's not a listed building, because it's got that type of feel about it. And obviously right next to the train line as well, the train station here. It's just so much history. And then when you come in, you can almost feel that history when you walk in. So, you know, from a bowler's perspective, it's to bowl in a venue like this. We bowl in typically quite sterile environments, purpose-built buildings. To come into here is fantastic.
And the hope with events like this going forward is that, you know, you can grow the sport, and you've got big ambitions, haven't you, in terms of where the sport will sit in the next few years?
Yeah, absolutely. We want to make this sport sort of more mainstream. It's one of the probably most under-recognised sports that we've got in the UK as a whole. Actually, it's got a lot of history here in the UK, and we want to, you know, try and push that out. I mean, darts is a great example of it. Had a massive sort of dip in the 80s and in the early 90s, and it's come back again. It's reinvigorated. So we want that type of atmosphere, and we feel we could do that with this sport.
And it's important to mention that the sort of difference, isn't it? Because it's the short map version of the sport. This, it's not the sort of longer format that people might be used to.
Yeah, it's almost like equivalent of Paul Weiss's snooker. It's a quicker format of the game. It's a lot more exciting. I've played both, so we get the indoor bowlers and the short bowlers always having a bit of banter between each other. But for me, short mat has got the most excitement. It's the most skillful because of the amount of positions you need to put your body in to be able to play certain shots. So we've played on the carpet that's 6 foot wide, 45 foot long. We have a block in the middle. It's out of all the different codes of bowls, it's the most skillful.
And then just finally, if people want to learn a little bit more about the sport or maybe watch a couple of the events, what's the best place to do that?
Yeah, absolutely. If you go to shortmapplayerstour.com, we've got our website. We've got all the details there, all our social media links. We've got a history of over 200 matches that are on our YouTube channel there and our Facebook page. So that's a great opportunity for people just to see more about the sport, to see more videos and even get involved themselves.
Craig Burgess there, one of the directors at the Short Map Players Tour, speaking at last weekend's Champion of Champions event. Now, as mentioned, the great venue for those games was the Etherow Indoor Bowling Centre, located in Broadbottom. Now, to host one of the most iconic tournaments in the world of bowls is quite an achievement for the centre, considering that it was nearly closed forever back in 2023 when the organisation managing it deemed it was no longer financially viable to keep the centre open. They were given just 3 weeks and were told that the centre would be closing. But members of the community managed to come together and save the centre. And one of those heavily involved was George Richards, who is the club chairman. And I spoke to him at the weekend just to hear a little bit more about the history of the club.
First of all, George, I just want to get a bit of background in terms of, you know, when you were first involved in this club.
I came along as a bowler about 10 years ago from James North, which is a local bowling club. And six of us decided, we'll come and try it. We never tried it. And we finished up coming back twice a week. And then from then, about 6 years ago, we didn't play in leagues. There was no leagues then as such. So we talked to, his name was Harry, he used to work in the office, and he worked for Tameside. And we said to Harry, well, can we have a league? You know, do our own things. So he approached somebody from Tameside who come and say, he said, well, yeah, if you want to go ahead, we'll help you. So we formed our own leagues, but that was just normally then, it was like a Monday league and a Thursday. There was only like the 2 days because we had 127 members total. And then, about, as I say, about 19 months ago, we got notice that we were going to be closed within 3 weeks. So we was, as you can imagine, we was very upset. Nobody was going to go anywhere else. There's nothing like this venue anywhere for us, for local. So we decided to organise our meeting and see if we can find the council. And at that meeting, our good friend Stephen, who's now club captain, came along. And Stephen's ideas just sort of, well, we were all just taken aback. Obviously, we play long mat. But Stephen has got so many his fingers in so many pies regarding the short mat. He knows so many people. And his enthusiasm was just taken over on that day. But, so we decided to go forward, and then we was asked by Stephen, well, if we're going to do it, how are we going to do it? So 9 of us stood on the mat, and the same 9 are still here. With now, I think it's a further 7 volunteers, is it? Yeah. There's 9 on the committee, and then we have 7 volunteers. The committee and the volunteers together have put us where we are today, and none of us have taken any money out of it. We've all worked free for our time because we've got a passion. And it's a passion. If people didn't come here, they'd be sat at home watching the telly, sat in the garden, and dare I say it, waiting for God. And it's true. It's true. So we decided, let's get on. And then, but in the 19 months we've now been running it, this is just phenomenal. We have leagues every day of the week in here. We have social bowling. We have casual bowling. But it's not the bowling. It's the community aspects of it. Everybody knows everybody. And anybody comes through that door, and if Steve don't get them, I do. Have you tried it before? Come and sit down. And it's amazing what we've achieved. But what we've achieved so far, in my mind, is on the first step. So, yeah, I'm proud to be the chairman of this club. Really am.
And you mentioned there it's when it was about to be closed, your concern was, you know, what are the 150 to 200 people going to be doing in the absence of this great place? But since saving it, you've not just gave them a purpose, you've actually introduced a load of other people to the sport that didn't know about it.
I think at the moment, I think our figures right now are about 470 full members. But we also have people that come along casual bowling. We have a format for membership, but we don't turn anybody away. If somebody comes to the door, and you'll speak to Steve shortly, now we're getting more and more people from the local community coming in. And because of the position we are, we've got a station in the end of the car park, so we've got in excess of 1,000 people up and down, coming in. And there's people in the village that hadn't even been inside the building, and they walk past, oh, I was just having a look. But they can't come and have a look now, because we'll give them a seat, we'll give them a coffee, we'll sit down, we'll talk to them. And our enthusiasm then wanes onto them. So it's an amazing place. It really is.
Etherow Indoor Bowling Centre Chairman George Richards there speaking at last weekend's Champion of Champions event. Another man that was heavily involved in the saving of the centre was Steve Roberts, the club's captain. He's also a very, very talented player as well. And here he is telling us a little bit more about his big plans going forward for the centre and indeed the sport of short mat bowling.
It is a wonderful place. I've been bowling for 18 years short mat. And two years ago I came here and had a go at the long mat. Met a few of the people, lovely people, nice place. The place was a bit tired, it was underused. And in saving the building, we've introduced the sport to so many more people. We've introduced short mat to the building, to the venue. We've got county matches here. England ladies came for a friendly game. England under 21s came. And currently this weekend, we've got the world's best bowlers here. This event has taken 18 months to set up. And it is amazing that this place is already beginning to be seen around Europe as like the Wembley, or like the Crucible is for snooker. And that's all been achieved in 18 months. I think we've got 12 TV cameras here today, camera crew, and the standard of bowling is amazing. But this sport is so open to everybody. We're based in Broadbottom. The Etherow Centre is in Broadbottom, in Tameside, in Greater Manchester. There's so many local residents now who've never bowled. They come in, they get the warm welcome. It's a lovely, warm, friendly building. The members are so friendly and happy that this place has been saved. We've got about a dozen local Broadbottom people who've never played before, who now come every week and are absolutely enthusiastic about it, and think it's amazing what we've done with the building so far and for Broadbottom itself. There will probably, the short mat teams that we have here now, we've got two Etherow teams, they play in the Stockport leagues. There's 47 teams in Stockport in five divisions, and the Broadbottom people are probably going to make up a third Etherow team in about a year's time, so Broadbottom will have its own team under the guise of Etherow C. The sport is growing. I'm so pleased that we've saved the building, the charity, the trustees, the wonderful people to work for. I've been involved with sport all my life. Play a lot of golf, a lot of snooker, and I play crown green bowls, I play long mat bowls now, and of all those five sports that I play a lot of still, the short mat bowling for me is the best one. All bowling in itself is so good for social activity. It keeps people mentally and physically able. And I'm so pleased we were able to save the building for the 200 existing users. We've now got 1,000 users a year. and we're hoping to double that in the next 5 years. And in that time, in 5 years, we'll hope to make Etherow the crucible for the crucible is for snooker, Etherow will be for indoor bowling. Currently, the most famous bowling venue in the world is Potter's, which is in Norfolk, and that's almost certainly just for long mat bowling, where they have the world championships. This will be known for the top level short mat bowling, which is what the event we've got here today. It's the first ever Champion of Champions, and it's absolutely amazing. The standard is tremendous. I'm so pleased to be involved with it. And right at the other end of the scale, we've got children playing, we've got locals playing. This sport is open for everybody, predominantly from, if you're between the age of 6 to 100, you can play this sport. And I don't think I've met anybody who doesn't enjoy bowling, particularly indoor bowling. So it's a pleasure to work with George. It's a pleasure to work with the trustees. It's a pleasure to work with the bowling committee. And I feel I've gained 400 friends since I've been involved with this place. And everybody's so happy to be here. So I hope it continues to grow. I hope anybody listening, if they'd like to get involved with bowls, have a go, just come and see the place. We'll give you some coaching, we'll introduce you to it. You'll probably love it, but it'd be just nice to see it. So it's Etherow Indoor Bowling Centre in Broadbottom, in Tameside, in Greater Manchester. And if you want to see our website, we've got a cracking introductory video. It's only 3 minutes long. Go on to etherow-ibc.co.uk. And our promotional video is, the voiceover is by Paul Cronoff from ITV. And that'll give you a really good feel for it. But until you actually come down, meet the people, have a go at bowls, you don't know what you're missing. I hope you can come down, and I hope you've enjoyed this interview today. It's been a pleasure to be involved with everything, and look forward to seeing you soon.
Steve Roberts there from Etherow Indoor Bowling Centre, telling us all about the club's future plans to make short mat bowling a household name.